Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Christmas requires remembering why Christ came. Today we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Advent is here and will lead us right to Christmas in just a few short weeks. You can almost feel the anticipation during this time as we look forward to the coming of our Savior. As much as Advent is a time to look forward, I'd like to take a look back with you over this first semester. Imagine for a moment, on that first day of school, you weren't there to receive your new students. Instead, the parents had simply dropped off their child in an empty classroom with no teacher to be found. What would these past few months have looked like as your kiddos tried to figure out things like reading, cutting, painting, sharing, Bible lessons, etc., all by themselves? I would imagine not much growth would be found. The kids would be lost and confused, wondering what to do next, and possibly even scared for their safety. Thankfully, the reality is that you have been there with guidance, hard work, preparation, and careful instruction. What a blessing to reflect on the fruits of your labor with your students as they have grown leaps and bounds thanks to your faithfulness. Is there room for them to grow? Of course. That's why children have a whole semester ahead of them and more years of learning to come. Even you, as educators, have committed to a lifetime of learning and growing in your trade. Just as your students have graciously not been alone this year at school, you are most definitely not alone this Advent season or at any time. Our verse says, "May he strengthen your hearts." God is present in this. He is the one that gives us the strength. It's a tall order to be a teacher. It's an even taller order to be blameless and holy in the presence of our God. We are not left alone to our devices to figure it all out. Emmanuel, God with us, is there to guide, instruct, and encourage us on our walk of faith. Is there room to grow? Of course. We fail daily to be perfect and are constantly reminded of our own shortcomings. Praise God that one who came indeed did it perfectly for us. He promises to be there as we commit to a lifetime of knowing God more deeply as he refines us until the day he comes once more. Advent isn't just a time to remember that Christ came. Advent is a time to remember why he came. He came to live a perfect life for you, die on the cross that should have been ours, and rise from the dead, conquering death and the devil for good. Jesus now walks alongside you in your journey towards eternity at home with him. May we always look to Jesus as the source of our strength as we prepare our hearts for his coming. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for being the source of our strength always. Forgive us for the times we try to do it all on our own. We know that you are Emmanuel, God with us, this Advent season and at all times. Help us to lean on you and remember all the beautiful reasons why you came to earth. In your perfect name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.